New China virus, U.S. announces first case. The United States is confirming the first case of new coronavirus on its territory. The Centers for Disease Control said the virus, which originated in China, had been diagnosed in a U.S. resident who arrived in Seattle from China. The virus, which spread from the Chinese city of Wuhan, has infected almost 300 people and 6 have died. North Korea has temporarily closed its borders to foreign tourists in response to the threat, a tour operator says. The patient diagnosed in the U.S. reported to be a man in his 30s, returned from Wuhan on 15 January, the CDC said. The patient sought care in a medical facility in the state of Washington, where the patient was treated for the illness, it added in a statement. Based on the patient's travel history and symptoms, healthcare professionals suspected this new coronavirus. Laboratory testing and a clinical specimen confirmed the diagnosis on 20 January, the CDC statement continued. This announcement that North Korea was barring entry to foreign tourists came from a young pioneer tourist, which is based in China and specializes in travel to North Korea. The company said in a statement that North Korea was implementing a temporary ban as precaution. Further details are not yet to be confirmed by our travel partners in North Korea, and we will continue to make our future announcement on our websites, young pioneer tours said. Another tour group that traveled to North Korea, Korea Tours, also tweeted about possible limits to tourist entry. Some experts have previously warned that international sanctions on North Korea had hit the country's healthcare system by restricting the delivery of aid and medical equipment. Last November, U.S. Dr. Kibi Park wrote in the USA Today, "I've seen how the North Korean doctors have adapted to scarcity. For example, they reused intravenous catheters, scalpels, gauze, and gloves by meticulously cleaning and re-sterilizing them until they became unusable." Where has the virus spread? Earlier on Monday, Chinese officers confirmed for the first time that the virus could pass from person to person. At the same time, Chinese state media said 6 people have died from the infection, which caused a type of pneumonia. A total of 291 cases have now been reported across major cities in China, including Beijing and Shanghai. However, most are in Wuhan, the central city of 11 million people at the heart of the break. The disease was first identified there late last year, and the outbreak is believed to be linked to a seafood market that also sells live animals. Aside from the United States, two cases have been identified in Thailand, and one in Japan, and one in South Korea, and one in Taiwan. All those infected have recently returned from Wuhan. Authorities in several countries, including Australia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Japan, have stepped off screening of air passengers from Wuhan. U.S. authorities last week announced similar measures at airports in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York. They have now announced plans to introduce similar measures at airports in Chicago and Atlanta this week. In Australia, a man who has traveled to Wuhan has been placed in isolation and is undergoing tests. China is the largest source of tourists in Australia, with more than a million Chinese citizens visiting last year. But the measures being put in place by North Korea are the strictest so far. A report by the Central for Global Infectious Disease Analysis in Pearl College, London, suggests that there could be more than 1,700 infections. However, Gabriel Ling, the Dean of the Medicine at the University of Hong Kong, put the figure closer to 1,300. What else do we know about the virus? The virus, known also as 2019 nCoV, is understood to be a new strain of coronavirus virus that has not previously been identified in humans. Coronaviruses are a broad family of viruses, but only 6, the new one, will make it 7, are known to infect people. The World Health Organization has advised people to avoid unprotected contact with live animals, thoroughly cook meat and eggs, and avoid close contact with anyone with cold or flu-like symptoms. Signs of infections include respiratory symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, and breathing difficulties.